all your predictions go wrong? Of course they do. There are things that have come true. There are things that haven't come true. That's quite natural. Even science is not 100% true forever. Science is changing too. So what is the purpose of going for Nadi readings? The purpose is you will begin to believe that there is a higher intelligence that knows who you are. You are so and so. This is your name. This is your mother's name. You have so many siblings. This is your wife. This is your job. And that's a proof that Nadi uses a higher intelligence. Why is it going wrong then? We do not know. Science, as I said, goes wrong when a higher science comes in. And that is how every form of knowledge is. The advantage of Nadi then is they give remedies, temple remedies, appropriate for you. That's a remarkable help that Nadi can provide. Temples are vortices of power that can change the karmic vibrations of a person. The Nadi writers knew about the science of prediction, of karma, and of karma removal. And that is the advantage of Nadi. And as I said again and again, Nadi can go wrong. Don't expect 100% results. God bless.
Welcome, everyone, to our special event today on Nadi astrology, a divine form of astrology where enlightened sages wrote the destinies of certain souls on palm leaves thousands of years ago. On our session today, Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai, a global thought leader, scholar mystic, inventor of many technologies, who has conducted research into Nadi over the past 30 years, is going to join us to explain the divine origins behind Nadi astrology. And he'll be teaching a Siddha technique to recall the impressions of your previous births. And we'll also be viewing a Nadi leaf identification session so that you can have a firsthand experience of how the divine process unfolds. So now let's welcome Dr. Pillai. Thank you so much for joining us. And can you start by explaining the sacred science behind Nadi astrology?
The sacred science is an oxymoron. Science is not sacred, but it explains the mystery of omniscience. Omniscience is available to everyone, but then it has to be cultivated. Let me sing a song from Lord Muruga's devotee that explains everything. குறியை குறியாது குறித்தறியும் அறிவை தனிவேலை நிகழ்த்தலுமே குறியை குறியாது குறித்தறியும் நெறியனிவேலை நிகழ்த்தலுமே செறிவற்று உலகோடுரை சிந்தையும் மற்ற அறிவற்று அறியாமையும் I just chanted it in the original so that your soul will know the instruction. And that instruction is how to know everything without knowing. When you know, you don't know. When you don't know, you know. So the nadi readers have to get into the consciousness of not knowing anything. Not knowing anything. A mind will be there, but it will not know anything. At that time, with the help of these leaves, palm leaves, sometimes there will be nothing there. Yeah, if you see the first page, there are nothing there, nothing written on there. But then if the nadi reader comes, not all of them, and so only who are destined to read this particular bundle, he will have to be able to do that. It is all connected to the DNA. Only one family in all of India can read this nadi leaves. It's just completely DNA based. So it's a mystery, but it is also a science. This was the science that attracted me. But the science cannot solve this mystery. Okay, but that doesn't mean it cannot be brought into science. It is. Science has to evolve to a different methodology. Kuri kuriyadu kuri tarim arivai tani velai nigalthalume. You have to, I'm showing this pair of glass. You should see the glass without a word for it, without a mind being operational. And then when you don't have money and the object disappears and the language mind disappears, and what remains is the divine mind. The divine mind. And with that divine mind, you can know anything about past, present, future. And also you can be revealed so many things, some medical secrets. I am after them, which I have had great success. And so many other things will be revealed to you. And how? How does it happen? The easiest answer is you should not have any mind. You should not have any linguistic interference to interpret anything. A language-free mind is a prerequisite. And then the word nadi means your pulse rates should be at a certain level. Nadi also means the time and space where the person who wants to have his nadi read will come at that time. He doesn't know, and the nadi reader doesn't know who will come, nothing. You know, that is also nadi. Nadi is you are seeking to know about your life, and the person who wrote the leaf knew about it. All that is represented by the word nadi. And nadi also means the breath flowing in the right or the left nostril, or the right brain is active or the left brain is active. All these things are important. Okay. And with that, they will be able to know, they will be able to get the leaf, and the leaf will identify who you are. What's your name? What's your father's name? Your mother's name? Your wife's name? Are you married? Do you have children? All these things will be there. And then the future will be predicted. And I always want to be very scientific about
the whole process, including the predictions about the future. Will all the predictions come true? No. Our statistics show 50% and over. In some cases, it's even 75%. And I've never seen one where it is 100% correct. But 75% is, and even 50% is okay, because you will get to know your destiny. So it is like the prompt that you use in ChatGPT. It is not a one-way thing to go to the naughty reader. You know, I go to them in a month about a few times. Because to me, naughty is just a prompt, then I ask questions. So that's, for you who are beginners, it's enough to know that there are this bunch of leaves here, broken, and then I don't know how old are they. And it came to me in another nadi. Just go and collect this nadi leaf bundle from this man who is a government bureaucrat. He's waiting for you. He was, by the time I met him, he was 85-year-old. And he was happy to see me. She thought, this was given to me by a saint who said, somebody will come and claim it from you and give it to him. But so I showed up after waiting for 50 years or so. So that is how it happens. That's the mystery about it. The science about it is, the leaves are identified by your thumb impression. There is a disc. There is a very complex understanding that is behind understanding the marks of the thumb. So they use a different language and classify them, and then that's one part of it. The other part of it, they will ask questions about. Your father's name starts with a vowel or a consonant. Ka cha ta ta pa ra ya ya ma ya la va la la ra la. They will ask these sounds. These sounds mean a lot to understand you, to identify your leaves. Sometimes no questions are asked, and then the naughty reader will be able to read everything, even without asking questions. That also happens. Nothing can be predicted except when the naughty reader is right about your father's name, mother's name, your name. And I had a big show on this naughty late 1980s in New York, the IBM Center. And in those days, we faxed everything, and then the naughty reader came on board. The first thing he said, your name and your mother's name are the same. No question asked. The first question, it was written, just tell her that your name and your mother's name are the same. How is that? She said, yes. So there is nothing that you cannot know. You can know. It's all a matter of activating this third eye. And the third eye is open. You are silent. And in that silence, your mind disappears. And when the mind disappears, you have no anxiety. You have no obsession with money or girlfriend or boyfriend or your own security. You are in a different state of consciousness, and that consciousness reveals everything. The Nadis were written by those people, the rishis, as they are called, who wanted to help some souls, who keep reincarnating again and again and again. And as I am beginning to speak to you on this subject, look at my eyes roll up. And then my third eye will begin to shine. Now I am not talking to you from my ego, trying to prove any science or disprove it. I am neither here to prove or to disprove. It is important for you, for everyone, to know about life itself. Life is not an accident. Every second is predetermined. That doesn't mean it is you are stuck. Predetermined, yes, but flexible, yes. But to know that this is the destiny, you can be alert and then reprogram it through your own higher consciousness, not through strategies that you have been using to get money, relationship, network, all these things. When they don't work and you are kind of wanting some divine intervention, at this divine intervention only you are able to go to see a Nadi reader. It is not an accident. There are 8 billion people or more in this world. Not all of them have. Even in a city where the Nadi reader lives, not even 0.001% of the people have gone there because they don't have the grace to go. They won't have the leave. That's what I have found in my research. So the bottom line is what I have learned and what I am currently using in my own life is no anxiety, no expectation, no language. And when you establish the kind of consciousness, this area, you can see, this is a very important area. This is where your human soul meets the divine soul. And if you are, the Nadi will help you. The very fact that you are able to get your leave, although the readings may go wrong, but then your belief is very important. Your faith is very important. Jesus said the last thing, if you don't believe me, damn it. Why? He was frustrated. Faith can move mountains. So this faith building exercise, so that you will surrender your ego, your mind, and then there is God to help you. In the next session, I will explain to you how to use this Nadi, just simply that predictions about your money or your profession, your relationship, they are important too, but more important is to know about why are you suffering? Why are you suffering in spite of the fact that you have the best education, skills, etc.? But then you are suffering and it is because of your previous birth that will be there. You did not pay your employees the salaries up to their skills. You exploited them. That's why you are not getting a job now. Now what? No, no, it doesn't stop there. Then it will give you a remedy. The remedy is some mantra, a copper plate called the yantra, and then I will talk about it in the next session, you know, when I come back. So this is the brief introduction. You cannot come to the nadi unless you are not invited. Not just because I am promoting you are coming. No. I'm just only also included in the process of helping you to see your nadi. Let me stop here and then I will come back and explain to you more.
And thank you, Dr. Pillai, for your teaching. And everyone, Dr. Pillai, as he said, he will be joining our program again. And he'll also be guiding us through a Siddha technique to remember our past lives. So now let's watch a video with excerpts of a nadi leaf identification session that happened just a few days ago at our corporate office in Chennai. And our nadi participant joined virtually by Zoom. And I want everyone to know that our nadi participant had no prior knowledge of nadi. She was not previously known to us. In fact, I only knew her name, and even that was not revealed to the nadi team. And what you're going to witness is the divine process of this soul meeting up with her nadi leaf at the appointed time, with only providing her thumbprint in advance. And the video begins with a little background on the rich tradition of nadi so that we can pay homage to the divine beings that gave this great gift to the world. Let's watch the video now.
Rooted in the divine wisdom of the Sapta Rishis, the seven sages of cosmic insight, nadi astrology is more than prediction. It is foresight gifted by the cosmos, written on palm leaves centuries ago. The Vedas, India's sacred scriptures, speak of rishis who could perceive not just the stars, but the destiny encoded in the soul. These were the Sapta Rishis, seers who transcended time to record the lives of millions yet to be born. These records, called nadi leaves, are not general horoscopes. They are personalized blueprints, waiting across centuries for the seeker whose thumbprint aligns with destiny. At the heart of this sacred tradition lies Vaitheswaran Koil in Tamil Nadu, the divine epicenter of Nadi astrology. It is here in the shadow of this centuries-old Shiva temple that seekers come in search of answers penned long before their birth. Guided by intuition and sacred training, Nadi readers decode the messages of the rishis, not as fortune tellers, but as custodians of divine foresight.
Joining me today, Nadi astrologer Swami Muthukrishnan is with us. And Swami Muthukrishnan has started reading this Nadi in a very young age of 5 years onwards.
How the Nadi process works. It begins with your thumbprint. In Nadi astrology, the thumbprint is said to hold energetic codes unique to your soul path. There are 108 types of prints, and your thumb determines which leaf bundle is searched. The process involves a puja performed by the Nadi reader. Followed by a series of yes or no questions. As the reader recites details from different leaves, you confirm or deny them.
வேதமதி எடுத்துரைக்க வேதமதி சாட்டுவதற்கு இன்றவது தீர்க்கமாக அதாவது இன்றவர்கள் அதாவது உங்களுடைய அம்மா அப்பா என்பது பார்க்கும்போது இன்னைக்கு உயிரோடு இருக்கணும் அப்படின்னு சொல்றாரு.
Both your parents are alive.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You have been blessed with two children.
No.
So this leaf is not matching. He has discarded that leaf. He will be going for a next bundle with the puja.
இந்நாள் கூறிட வேதன் பிறப்பு சாட்டுவதற்கு அன்னை ஆமதம் அம்மாவுக்கு என்பது உயிரெழுத்து அப்படிங்கிறார்.
யுவர் மதர்ஸ் நேம் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் வித் அ வவுல் ஏஇஐஓயு.
நோ
இல்லைங்கயா.
சங்கரியின் திருக்களம் சாட்டுவதற்கு இந்நாள் கூறிட வேதன் காலம் சாட்டுவதற்கு இதன் பிறப்பு சாட்டுவதற்கு இந்நாளில், அதாவது இவங்களுடைய பேர் வந்து நட்டியா நடி அப்படின்னு ஆரம்பிக்குது.
Your name is something, this sound should be there. Nadia, Nadi,
yes.
This sound should be there.
அண்ட முதல் அப்பனவடை போட்டு சாட்டுவதற்கு இந்நாள் கூறிட வேதன் பிறப்பு சாட்டுவதற்கு, அதாவது டூ பார்ட் நேம், அதாவது மரியம் இல்லை மார்டின் அப்படி தான் ஆரம்பிக்குது.
Your father's names, it's like Mariam or Martin, something, this sound should be there, he says. This
Can you repeat?
Mariam, Martin.
Close.
Vaishak is there in the husband's name, madam. Vaishak.
Very close, but no.
அவது இவங்க பிறந்து வந்து பாத்தீங்கன்னா 88ல பிறந்திருக்கா.
You were born in the year, precisely in the year 1988.
Yes.
Once your leaf is found, the ancient Tamil inscriptions are read aloud.
காணுமுறை இதன் காலம் சாட்டுவதற்கு இந்நாள் கூறிடவே கண்டுரைக்கு இதன் பிறப்பு சாட்டுவதற்கு, அதாவது
and translated in real time.
Your business is related to medicine.
Whether you're in Chennai or California, modern technology connects you with the readers. A translator, trained in sacred terminology, bridges the ancient with the modern, delivering prophecies, life events, remedies, and spiritual guidance. The palm leaves themselves are an art form. Etched into dried palm with metal styluses and blackened with natural oils, these sacred texts have been preserved for generations. Skilled readers decode ancient poetic Tamil, rich in metaphor and meaning. Each leaf is a personal prophecy, waiting for its destined reader to appear.
So everyone, we will be viewing the finale of that Knotty Leaf identification session, where you'll see the final match between our Knotty participant, whose name happens to be Nadia, and her own Knotty Leaf. But first, we're going to hear from several of Dr. Pillai's students who've had their own transformational experiences with Knotty astrology. Our first guest is Dr. Becky Prusko. She's an internal medicine physician with a private practice in Florida, and she's going to be sharing her experience with the Knotty. Dr. Prusko, welcome.
I guess you can hear me now.
Yes, right. We can.
Sorry,
there you are.
Anyway, so first I'd like to thank Dr. Pillai for inviting me to be here today. And I would like to relate the story of my very first Knotty that I had about 14 years ago when I was sitting here in my home in Florida and speaking to them on Skype. And they immediately found my leaf, which was wonderful. And then someone had said that, well, they'll find your leaf immediately if you need help. So I thought, well, that's great. So what happened was the story, which I very rarely pay attention to the story of the life. I usually go immediately to the remedies and go on the Knotty trip, do my own remedies in India. But this particular story, I was a monk who was taking care of the king's son and teaching him. And apparently I had a seizure disorder. We were in the river swimming and drowned the child. And so, of course, I was banished and went wandering across India, subsequently got interested in herbal medicine and medicine in general, and of course died of a snake bite. And that built up the energy to this current life where I'm a physician. But the message from Lord Shiva in this particular Knotty was that I had a guru curse. And this, of course, upset me quite a bit because I thought, well, what's a guru curse? You know, you know, just someone who, you know, doesn't want to take any advice from somebody or something. I'm certainly hard-headed and stubborn. But my friend, who also had Nadi at that time, had the guru's grace. So I thought, wow, okay. So I researched this a little bit further, talked to people, and I found that the energy of the guru curse is what stops you from receiving the grace of those who are teaching you, your bosses, not only a spiritual guru, but anyone who can help you in your life, physically, mentally, spiritually, and also material opportunities. So you certainly want to take care of any of those energies that could possibly be interfering in your life. So, of course, I went to India, did all my remedies, and I did find that then things did appear to open up more. I was able to participate more. My practice grew more. At that time, when I first joined Dr. Pillai, those many years ago, I was extremely burnt out. And all of that began to fade. So I've been very grateful.
Thank you. And everyone, Dr. Pasco has beautifully illustrated the gift of a certain chapter in Nadi astrology. It's called Chapter 13. And it tells the story of the previous birth, which is most significantly impacting your life today and the sins that were committed there. So you can see how transformational it is to have knowledge and insight into that previous birth and understand how that's impacting you. And after doing the remedies, very importantly, remedies are given in order to take care of those sins from the previous birth. And that's when life begins to change. So thank you, Dr. Pasco.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we're going to hear from Laura Lin. She's a retired corporate attorney and law professor who had a profound healing through Nadi astrology. Welcome, Laura. Laura, you need to unmute yourself. We see you. We just need to hear you.
Sorry.
There you are.
Okay, great. Well, given my profession, I was trained to think analytically and logically. I relied on proof and evidence. So when I first heard about Nadi astrology, I was curious but skeptical. I thought, how can someone in India reading from a palm leaf written thousands of years ago possibly know about my life? Well, what I experienced totally changed my mindset, and this is what happened. When my leaf was identified, the astrologer confirmed incredibly personal details, such as my parents' name, my husband's name, my career path, and even my relationship with my younger sister. The information was too precise and accurate to be by chance. Then came the reading itself. Whoa. The Nadi leaf described my spiritual path, named Dr. Pillai as my guru, and outlined my karmic patterns and the remedies needed to change my destiny. In one of my past lives, I was a doctor. I started out helping people, but I got greedy. I started overcharging and prescribing unnecessary treatments. Although I eventually came back to service, the harm I caused led to bad karma, including poor health this life. Whoa. I was a sickly child, and as an adult, I suffered from various chronic illnesses, including severe migraines. I was so desperate. I tried nerve blocks, everything you can think of, nothing helped. Until I met Dr. Pillai and started to practice the teachings he gave consistently. And this included booking a Nadi astrology reading and performing the remedies. I'm happy to report now that after more than 40 years of severe migraines, now I rarely have a headache. Nadi astrology gave me the proof I needed to believe. So this is why I highly recommend that you give Nali Astrology a try. The reading is precise, the remedies effective, and you have nothing to lose. And miracles may be waiting for you in your very own Nali leaf. Thank you and good luck.
And thank you so much, Laura. And now, everyone, let's see the finale of our Nali leaf identification session. And you will see the amazing accuracy of all the key details of Nadia's life, which are written there on the leaf and have been lying just waiting for her. Let's watch that now.
So he is about to identify your leaf, madam. Now he will be repeating the details for you once more. Once all the details are getting confirmed, your leaf will be identified. I will no time confirm mananga. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he is showing all the information in the leaf. Once all the details matches and when you are reconfirming it, he will show the leaf one more time to you.
Okay.
இன்னால் கூறிடவே இதன் பிறப்பு சாட்டுவதற்கு இவங்க பிறந்த முதல் குழந்தை அப்படிங்கிற
You are the first born child to your biological parents.
Yes.
அதாவது அப்பாவுக்கு என்பது மார்க்கல் அப்படின்னு பேர் இருக்கு.
Markel is your father's name.
Yes.
அதாவது கணவருக்கு என்பது ஒலிஷாக் அப்படின்னு பேர் வருது.
ஒலிஷாக் is your husband's name.
Yes.
அதாவது அம்மாவுக்கு என்பது ஜோ லதா.
ஜோ லதா is your mother's name.
Yes.
இன்னால் கூறிடவே இதன் காலம் அதாவது இவங்களுக்கு குழந்தை கிடையாது.
As of now, you do not have any children.
Yes.
இருக்கிற சொந்த வீடு.
You are living in your own house.
Yes.
அதாவது இதன் பிறப்பு சாட்டுவதற்கு இந்நாளில் இவங்க பார்க்கறது வழக்காலம் சம்பந்தப்பட்டது.
You are into legal profession.
Yes.
You are doing it as your own business.
Yes.
அதாவது இவங்களுடைய பேர் வந்து நாட்டியா அப்படின்னு பேர் வருது.
Nadia is your name.
Yes.
இவங்க கூட பிறந்த யாரும் கிடையாது.
You do not have any biological siblings.
From the same parents, no.
அதாவது அம்மா அப்பா விட்டு இப்ப பிரிஞ்சிருக்காங்க, அம்மா அப்பாவுடைய உறவு இல்ல.
You do not have any good relationship with your father as well as your mother.
Yes.
இவங்க பிறந்தது 1988.
You are born in the year 1988.
Yes.
அக்டோபர் 5.
And it's on 5th day, month of October.
Yes.
அதாவது இவங்க சொல்லக்கூடிய டீட்டெயில் ஓகே.
So all these details are matching you. You have confirmed all the details, madam. Is yes. And now the leaf is identified with the blessings of the Lord. And you have identified the leaf. After searching all these leaves, your leaf is finally identified. So it's a blessing for you, madam. And
thank you.
thanks a lot, madam. And
thank you.
We will be scheduling your diet explanation session soon.
Thank you very much.
And we would like to know what kind of experience, how you felt about identifying this Nadi after all this process. What was your experience? We would like to know, madam.
I am very impressed and thank you very much. That's all I can
thank
say.
You.
And I'm happy we found it.
Yes, that's all because the divine blessings has already started showering upon you. So the right time has started in your lifetime, madam.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your wonderful time, madam. And we will get back to you during your explanation session.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Bye.
So everyone, from this index leaf that was identified, now based on that leaf, the Nadi astrologer is going to search out what's called her first chapter, which is comprehensive predictions over her entire lifetime, and also chapter 13, which, as I mentioned before, will give the story of the previous birth, which is impacting your birth greatly. And then chapter 14 mentions a puja that can be done to a special raksha plate that will be energized with mantras and power that can help to remove the sins of the previous birth, along with temple remedies that are prescribed in your chapter that describes your previous birth. So the nadi is very comprehensive. And as Dr. Pillai always says, it's not enough to know the predictions of your life, but most importantly, how to change it. And that's the grace of nadi astrology. So now in just a few minutes, Dr. Pillai will join us again in order to guide us through the Siddha technique to recall your previous birth and understand more deeply the power of insight into your past in order to change your future. But first, we have one more guest who's going to share his own transformational experience with Nadi. His name is Dr. Gautam. He's a doctor from Australia who has led some of the most important research initiatives of Dr. Pillai into his phonemic intelligence and brain-enhancing technology, working in conjunction with Harvard Medical School and Brain Science International. So welcome, Dr. Gautam.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you very much, Dr. Pillai, for this opportunity to participate in this session. I really would like to share my brief experience briefly about the Nadi reading which I had. The first Nadi reading I had back in 2011, Dr. Pillai blessed me, you know, you really need blessings of the guru to find your Nadi. So I'm really grateful that, you know, I was able to get that. So the whole experience, you know, when you have the Nadi reading, you basically, what I felt was you get into a different field, the energy, the space completely transforms whenever they read that specific leaves. That's what I felt. You don't feel like you're in this earth, on this planet Earth. You just feel you're completely transformed. That's definitely what I felt very strongly. So following the initial Nadi reading, you know, they really predicted what would happen to me. You know, I had a bit of a right shoulder surgery. They precisely were able to say that. And then they really predict your future. That really gives you an insight, you know, how to plan, you know, what you need to do. For favorable things, it's well and good. You reinforce those. But say if something is unfavorable, then you can take some preventive steps. And I really feel the remedies are so very important. And when you do that, when you go to different vortex, different temples, basically somehow your soul get connected to the energy of the vortex. And that's how I strongly feel that changes happens within you. So it's really important to follow those remedies very, very precisely. Following that, I had the blessings from Babaji to have another reading called Tulya Nadi reading back in 2014-15. So again, that was specifically going through finer details. And then I had another reading, Agastya Nadi reading, back in 2017 or so. And it mentioned that, you know, I was with Babaji in his previous life, and I was studying with him, and he guided to do some activities, and that's what is following in this birth, and that's how it's continuing. Looking back, you know, back in 2008, when I first saw Babaji in YouTube, I just had goosebumps, just the sight of him. That's the first time I saw him in the YouTube. And then immediately it struck me, I just need to go and see Babaji, you know. So just connecting the dots, how, you know, the universe, the divine energy works. It's truly amazing. And I'm really, really grateful for the blessings of Babaji and for guiding, for giving this divine wisdom, divine gift. And it really helps, you know, with your family, with your daughter, you know, it tells you what would happen and what you need to do. So you can take, you know, extra steps to protect you and guide you. And also definitely say, you know, once you have this Nadi reading, those messages really reinforces your thought, your soul, so that you feel angels are guiding you. And that immensely helps you in day to day, how you guide your life, and evolve your soul. So I'm really grateful for Babaji for this divine blessings and the opportunity to participate in this session.
And thank you, Dr. Gautam. And let's welcome Dr. Pillai back to our session now.
What practically are we going to get from a nadi reading? What is the use of knowing your father's name, which you already know, your mother's name, which you already know, your wife's name, which you already know, everything you know? And however the nadi or the reader is able to get these things, and what methodologies have been used, they are useful for scientists to go and find out. And there is no precise science to know about all those things, because it is an intuitive experience. Intuition is involved, both for the nadi reader and for the person who is getting the reading. The nadi reader will usually freak out, what if I go wrong? Because most of my followers are Americans and Europeans second, and they have no Tamil names or Indian names. So the nadi reader has every reason to freak out. But if he is in a state of the non-mind, without any linguistic help from the conscious mind, he has to absolutely depend on the divine to reveal. He will only be a medium. And that is where the value of nadi comes. You are getting divine help. You will be told, why are you suffering? You are suffering because you cheated. Some people, most of the time they will tell you how many people you cheated or disrespectful or lied or stole something. All these things will be there. And you'll be, when you go into meditation, you'll be able to know that. See, if you want a scientific understanding behind it, you can go and read Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. And there, Patanjali gives techniques to how to go back in time and then know about your past life. So life is a continuation. It's not that the life is gone once the body drops dead and you are cremated or buried or whatever. But the consciousness remains, and then it continues. And then whatever bad things you have done, they will haunt you. They will make you to suffer financially, physically, relationship-wise. And also, you may screw up your opportunities, but nadi will help you to prevent that from happening by giving divine remedies. The divine remedies mostly are in the form of going to a certain temple. Sometimes a lot of temples for some people. These temples were built thousands of years ago. By who? By saints who decided to go there and then attain samadhi. That means they are still living in the temple. And then they are not visible. They are sometimes, Patanjali for instance, he's still meditating in the temple in my birthplace, Rameshwaram. So there is a tomb for him. And he is still meditating underground. And I was drawn to that corner of the temple. It's a huge temple, humongous temple. When I was young, when I did not know who Patanjali was. And later on, I had many Nari readings that I also lived one life as Patanjali himself. So these things are very valuable to me. Now I can understand Patanjali's Yoga Sutra better than anybody else, although I'm not a scholar of Sanskrit language. But they will be revealed to me more than to other people because I had that lifetime. But now I have gone beyond my, now I spend most of my time trying to understand nuclear physics. That's my personal take from knowledge, what Nadi can guide me into. But that is not also an accident, it was also foretold. So what is going to happen to you is you will be told after the leaf, when they find the leaf, they won't give the reading right after. They will have to go and find another bundle where you will find their reading. And the reading will tell you the predictions and then your past life and the remedies that you have to do in order to overcome the problems you have. And there should be a very educated understanding about it. But see, you know what happened is Nadi has not been properly used, because people go and then they think that I had a reading, I'm done. And so there's nothing to be more than that, no. I will tell you how can you use it in your life. Once the reading is here, yesterday I happened to read a Nadi reading that was given to me in 2012. And the reading said, in 2012, you have blood sugar, the number is 150. Don't believe that reading. The instruments are not that scientific. This is Agastya's reading. I'll tell you what to do. Just one onion, he said, and some cumin seeds, fry them, and then you can eat with the food or by itself. Your blood will be purified. Oh my God, I just started doing that. The reason why, and why did I read that at this time? Because I needed because my numbers was never this high. It was always under control. So this is, I'm not suggesting a medical remedy or not. This is the kind of reading that you will get. If there is any, you know, I will go and look into that scientifically later on in my life, what is there in onion. I know what is said about cumin. Yeah, Muhammad said that cumin will cure everything except death. But anyway, so you are, how do you want to, how would you know your past life or your present life or your future life? There is a Siddha technique. All that you need to know, do, is close your eyes. And remove your attention from your two eyes, or disconnect with your two eyes even to do that you want to say to yourself, disconnect and then you also say to the nostrils to disconnect from breathing oxygen in and out. And then go to the third eye and in the third eye, which is your pineal gland, say Om. Jnanam Skandhaya Namaha. Jnana means super intelligence. Skanda is Muruga's another name. Jnana Skanda Namaha. Jnana Skanda Namaha. In the third eye, he will open the third eye and then take you into a divine consciousness. The mind will say, but nothing is happening. Don't worry about the mind, that the mind knows only the known. You want to know the unknown. Not only the unknown, even the unknowable will be known to you. Om Jnanaskandaya Namaha. 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 The sounds will go and erase your anxiety, your pre-programmed ideas, including your past life memories and the future expectations of what you want to accomplish in this life. And the present problems all have to be erased. And when through this sound, Jnanaskandaya Namaha, I'll tell you, this initiation of giving and receiving this mantra, both are controlled by the Divine, not myself or you. But the Divine, who knows everything. So very thankful to Muruga, particularly Jnanaskanda, just getting into my mind and giving you this meditation. Jnanaskanda is Muruga, who is considered the supreme Siddha, the supreme master. And why he came? Because he is going to rule the divine upcoming, not upcoming, already the golden age has started. And he is the controller of this golden age. That is why I am confident that divine sciences, not material sciences, will take over this world and our suffering will be gone. God bless.
And thank you so much, Dr. Pillai, for your wisdom, your divine transmission, and your blessings in revealing the power of Nadi astrology and the technique to know the unknown and the unknowable. So everyone, the downloadable audio of Dr. Pillai's technique will be ready by tomorrow, and we're going to be sending that to everyone who registered for this event. If you haven't done that yet, you can do so now by clicking on the link that we're going to be dropping in chat. And also, if you would like to learn more about the process of beginning your own seeking of your Nadi leaf, you can use the link to our information page. And over the next week, we have an offer of preferred pricing in order to help more people to find this sacred Nadi leaf that has been lying there waiting for you at this destined time. And now before we close our program, I'd just like to invite Pillai Center coach Beth Damaris, who's going to briefly share about the profound experiences that she's helped people with. Coach Beth works with people to deeply integrate the power of their Nadi readings into their lives at a soul level. And she's going to share a few stories of those transformations. And welcome back.
Thank you, Elaine, and thank you, Dr. Pillai, for that amazing technique. I've never heard him ever give that meditation before. So I have a destiny with the Nadi. It came in my Nadi, that I will help spread Nadi around the world when the time comes. And I think that time is now. Nadi will change you no matter what. It works. But I've seen some people who have taken the predictions to heart and they've changed themselves at the very core of their being, at their soul. And I want to share some of those stories very, very briefly. There was a woman who came to one of Dr. Pillai's companies about 8 years ago, and one of his companies in India. And she was there for a business discussion. And one thing happened, I'm not even remembering how we actually got introduced or walked over to the Nadi Center, but we were in one building and we ended up at the Nadi Center building. And she was showing some interest, and there was actually a group from her company. It was her CEO or COO, it was a number of people. And We took a tour of the Nadi Center. She met some of the Nadi readers. And then I didn't know this at the time, but a few months later, she said to me, I had a reading. I became so fascinated by that tour that I actually had a reading and I did the remedies. And I want to tell you what happened. She said, my life has changed completely. And the reason is that when she came, and what drove her is that she had given birth to twins, and one of the twins had died at childbirth. And she was really tortured. She was suffering over why this happened, why this one didn't make it. And the Nadi gave her a peek into the soul of her child. And she understood for the first time what had happened to her child. And this was now something that brought her profound peace, and she could move on with her life. She's still grateful to this day. I'm still in touch with her. And she's done the Nadi several times since then. So another woman that I know from the UK, she was diagnosed with cancer. And she was a fighter. So she was, you know, really had it in her resolve that she was going to beat this cancer. But she came to the Nadi to understand how she can beat the cancer. And it was at a middle to late stage. She took her Nadi and she did her remedies. And within 3 months after her remedies, the doctors came back to her and said, look, it really looks like you're going to beat this thing. The tumor has shrunk. Everything is going like we actually, it's almost like it's almost impossible. It's like a miracle. And then she beat the cancer and she went on to live. The last is myself. So I had traveled to India and had my Nadi reading done. And on my way back, I was just kind of thinking over the reading. And that reading had said that I'm at a level now in technology. At the time I was working on Wall Street in technology consulting. And that level I would go beyond. And it didn't really say why or how. Within a week of coming home and doing my remedies, I had an opportunity to meet with an entrepreneur. And I don't know why I said this. It's like these words just came out of my mouth. It was not analytical, hadn't predetermined this or anything. And I said, if you wish, I think I can run your startup. And he said, yes. And that was, I think, I didn't even remember the Nadi at the time until I got home. And then I thought, oh my gosh, that came in my Nadi, that there would be a change, an upward change. So I guess the point that I want to mention here is that if you have some belief in the Nadi, that's at one level. But then there are people who actually take the grace and the wisdom, the blessings of having this very personal, intimate conversation with Lord Shiva. And they take those to the soul level. And they gain not only a life change from what I've seen and experienced myself, but they get a soul change. And this can take them on an entirely different path. So if you want to have a deeper connection, if you want to have a soul connection with the Nadi, then you can go ahead and read through the pages that are there on the website, and Nadi coaching could help you possibly get to that level. Thank you.
And everyone, I would just like to offer my own gratitude to the divine beings who have given me many Nadi readings, and just tell you one brief miracle story of mine, which is very relevant to many viewers watching. So many years ago, Saint Agastya gave me a reading about my husband-to-be. And I live a very unusual life. I'm 100% devoted to Dr. Pillai's mission. And it described a man who would be entirely supportive of my service to Dr. Pillai, and that he himself along with me would render selfless service to humanity and to Dr. Pillai. So it exactly described his character to a T. And then the most amazing thing is that several years later, I was in Singapore and I was working on a meditation event. And Saint Agastya gave me a very clear vision that the person that I was coordinating with was my husband to be. And so it happened. So I want to let everyone know that the relationship with the divine being that gives you a nadi reading, it doesn't end at the reading. That divine being is with you for the rest of your life. And if you remain aware and grateful and conscious of the predictions, and most importantly, do the remedies which are prescribed in order to overcome life problems and to achieve the beautiful predictions which are written there, then that divine being is with you always like a guardian angel. So with that, I'd like to close our program. And again, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to Dr. Pillai for everything he so generously shared. Just a reminder, if you would like the downloadable audio from Dr. Pillai, you'll need to register for the event. Our information page on Nadi is written there. We have preferred pricing over the next 7 days. And I'd like to close the program now with just a very brief video that summarizes really the grace of Nadi astrology. And that is that as you walk forward after receiving those predictions, that you're told exactly what to do in order to take care of the karma, which is creating future problems out there. You can mitigate that, take care of that, and achieve the highest destiny, which has been predicted from you. And that is the grace of Nadi astrology. So thank you everyone for joining us. Have a blessed day and enjoy this final video.
Remedies, Raksha Plate, and Soul Navigation. Among the treasures of time, the Agastya Nadi, Shiva Sukshma Nadi, and Thulya Nadi guide the soul's journey, not just through fate, but beyond it. Chapters 13 and 14 in your Nadi reading are more than prophecy. They are a prescription. They reveal accumulated karmas, and most importantly, the remedies to release them. Karma isn't punishment. It's energy, residue of past actions. These chapters offer divine methods to cleanse that energy so your soul can move forward freely. Each remedy aligns with a sacred place, a vortex of divine energy chosen for you. Rituals performed at these sites are not symbolic. They are energetic transactions. Can't travel? No problem. The ancients knew distance doesn't bind the spirit. Proxy rituals conducted on your behalf are as potent as your personal presence. The journey doesn't end with rituals. Sacred sound mantras, vibrations chanted in alignment with your soul frequency, rewire the path ahead. And then the Raksha plate, a divinely blessed copper shield, encoded with protection customized by your Nadi reading, it becomes your spiritual armor. From the eternal wisdom of Agastya Nadi, the depth of Shiva Sukshma Nadi, to the accuracy of Thulya Nadi, our collections bridge past, present, and future. This is not prediction, it is prescription for the soul. Your karma has a cure.